USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The CZU Lightning Complex fires in Northern California are about 2% contained. By last night, 57,000 acres of Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties are burned, and if that wasn't enough, law enforcement is now keeping an eye out for looters. Chief Deputy Chris Clark is with the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office.
It's terrible and it's disgusting. Today alone, we arrested five people. Five people with two carloads full of stolen property off of Fall Creek Road.
Detectives are also looking for two residents who are unaccounted for. CAL FIRE urging people to heed evacuation orders and stay away from the area. The White House is opposing a bill from House Democrats to halt changes to U.S. Postal Service operations until after the pandemic and provide billions in funding to the agency. That news comes after a grilling of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
As the debate in many states on whether schools should reopen or not amid the coronavirus pandemic, one governor is sharing his thoughts on the topic. For the details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is expressing full confidence in New York City schools reopening. Cuomo was on NBC's Today show and was asked if he had school-age children, would he send them to classrooms in New York City?
Well, they're still working out what the plan would be. I would have a lot of questions. Parents do have a lot of questions. This is a risky proposition, no matter how you do it.
Cuomo continues saying districts need to have a good plan.
We've seen schools open. We've seen colleges open and get into trouble in 1 week. So there's a lot of questions to answer before, but that's the dialogue we're having now.
New York City has planned a hybrid start to the academic year, and it's getting some controversy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Lori Loughlin and her husband have been sentenced. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Actress Lori Loughlin will serve 2 months in prison, and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, will serve 5 months after the couple pled guilty to conspiracy charges in the college admissions scandal. A federal judge accepted plea deals from the couple in a video sentencing hearing. Loughlin will also pay $150,000 in fines, serve 100 hours of community service, and be under supervised release for 2 years. Giannulli will pay a fine of $250,000, serve 250 hours of community service, and serve 2 years of supervised release. The couple was accused of paying $500,000 to secure their two daughters' admissions to the University of Southern California by masquerading them as potential athletic recruits. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed into law a bill ramping up punishments for certain kinds of protests. The GOP-controlled legislature passed the measure last week. The new law makes camping out on state property a felony punishable by up to 6 years in prison. There is also a mandatory 45-day sentence for aggravated rioting. Blocking highway access to emergency vehicles will result in a higher fine. And the punishment for aggravated assault against a first responder is now a Class C felony. The ACLU of Tennessee says the new law chills free speech. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.